This is June 17th. Take no offense.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, as usual, I'm absolutely thrilled and honored that I'm in a room filled with so many gods and goddesses. I don't get around these people all the time. I try to stay around gods and goddesses, but you know the world is out there, and I run into people that don't know that about themselves. And I know that you people know that now about yourselves. And I also want to say, so many miracles are happening with people in this room and other places too, but especially in this room. Last week when Tony was here, she didn't tell you that she had received in the mail money from something that she completely unexpected, and that's a miracle. And we have Candace here. She has a job, and that's a miracle, you see. So miracles are always happening, and we must look for those miracles. You know, people think that a miracle is something that only happens occasionally or perhaps never, or happened in the past and doesn't happen now, and certainly doesn't happen to you, or that miracles have to be something absolutely gigantic, and they don't. There are miracles happening all the time, and you must know that this world that we live in is filled with miracles. You must also realize that you are a miracle, and there's miracles going on inside of you absolutely every moment. Every moment there's a miracle going on inside of you. The reason why I bring that up is because Casey here, I knew him maybe 10 years ago when he looked completely differently and was on his way out. Were you not 10 years ago on your way out? I don't mean out of this room. I don't mean out of this room. I mean out of this plane of action. And he was able to turn himself around by changing his thinking and by changing his lifestyle, by changing things about himself. And then miracles started to happen inside of you and outside of you also. Your life is completely turned around 360. And that's what this teaching is all about. And we all have that. We must look at that and see that and know that this is a practical teaching. It's to teach you how to go through life differently. Differently than most people do. And that's without what I call all the nits and fleas of life. You do not need that. You have to remind yourself that you are in this world, but you are not of this world. And do not allow the world to draw you in. So, tonight's topic and for the month is take no offense. Because this thing that we call God or the universe is not offended by anything that's going on. We are offended. We are offended because we perceive things through our minds. And the mind of God only sees good and only holds good for you and for everybody else. We must remember that. So when the world is spinning out of control and trying to draw you in, do not allow it to draw you in. Take no offense about anything that's happening to you. Think of the time and the peace of mind that you would have if you stopped taking offense. When I say that taking offense, we take it all the time. Somebody says something to us, we get upset right away. Why did they say that to me? Why did they do this? Why did they do that? You know, years ago, long before I was in this teaching, I came to the conclusion when people were talking about me or something, because I was sort of a rascal when I was young, and I was also called an instigator because I loved to keep things moving and going and so forth. And I would get, at that time, I would get offended by those things and think, why do those people think those things about me? It's not true. This isn't true. That isn't true. But how could you ever prove that? Well, I came to the conclusion I didn't have to prove anything. I knew perfectly well that this thing that we call God knew me and knew that I had nothing to do with any of that stuff. So what other people think and say and do, let it go. It has nothing to do with you whatsoever. Take no offense. about those things, you see. If you know in your own consciousness that you are doing right, that is all you need to know. You do not have to ever prove yourself to anybody. But I think the main thing here is to remember you do not have to prove yourself to this thing called God. You do not have to prove yourself to God. People are still trying to prove themselves to God that they are worthy of God's love. And I'm here to tell you, you do not have to prove that. That is an absolute given. An absolute given. The other night I was in bed, and I tell you, I often get things, little ideas come to me, and I have to get up and get my 3x5 card out. And I was laying there and thinking of different things, and the expression came into my mind, I am the beloved. And I often say that to you people, I am the beloved. And then the rest of it came to me, in whom I am well pleased. I am the beloved in whom I am well pleased. We say it the other way, don't we? In whom God is well pleased. God is always pleased with you. You have to learn to be pleased with yourself. You have to be learn to be pleased with yourself. It is absolutely true that you are the beloved. You cannot erase that. You can never do anything to make that different, to change that. And people think, oh, they're not loved, they're not this, they're not that. But you are the beloved. Now you must take it another step and say, I am the beloved in whom I am well pleased, that you are pleased with yourself and you are pleased with your life and what you are doing. The world wants to tell you that you're doing something else, that you should be doing something else. The world wants to tell you that you didn't do it correctly. You see, the world is always going to tell you you're not enough, you don't have enough, and you don't do enough. You must give that idea up. You must give that idea up. You're always doing enough. You always have enough. You have to remember those things. My mind can turn on me and say, well, Dallas, you never held down a job for 40 years. You never retired from anything. You never did this, that, and the other thing. I have to correct that thinking. I have to tell my mind to shut up. I couldn't have been the type of person that would sit at a desk in an office for 40 or 50 years. That wasn't me. That was somebody else can do that. That was their life. The life I am living is the life I am supposed to be living. You must remember that about yourself. Anything that has happened to you up to this point happened to you to bring you to this point. You see, everything. If you suffered, if you did anything, and a lot of people suffered. I suffered in my life. People suffer in their life. But the suffering brings you to where you are today. It brings you here. You wouldn't be the person that you are today if it wasn't for all those things. So when you look back and you say to yourself, well, I should have done this differently. I could have done this differently. No. No. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. And you're living the exact life that you are supposed to be living. The exact life that you're supposed to be living. Do not allow your mind to take you someplace else and tell you that you must live up to a standard that belongs to somebody else. You are living by the standard of your own mind. Of your own mind. Now we can change our minds, we can correct our minds, and that is what we are trying to do. We are trying to set up a whole new paradigm of the way humans think. And we can do that. As small as our group is, it will grow. We're not the only people, and I'm not the only person teaching this, by the way. I just happen to teach it in my way and in my style. There are other people out there that are doing this. We are gaining more and more people to be able to change the paradigm. You see, and the paradigm has to change so that we take no offense about things. You see, since day one, we were taught that we have to be offended about something, that we have to be hurt about something. And we do not have to do that. That is not normal. It is normal simply because of conditioning, simply because we hear it all the time and we were taught those things and we think this is the way human beings are supposed to behave, that we have to be offended about something. You do not have to be offended about anything. This whole idea is to learn to think God thoughts after it. We have to raise our consciousness, our thinking, up to a different level where we can get rid of the conditioning. And that's a social and cultural conditioning I'm talking about. You see, most people can be offended and they, well, I have an absolute right to be offended. I have an absolute right to do this. I have an absolute right to do that. You don't have an absolute right to do any of those things. What you have a right to do is learn to accept yourself exactly the way you are at this very moment and know that you can change it, that you have the power to change your thinking, to learn to think differently about things. And you do that by learning to love yourself, by learning to accept yourself, by learning to appreciate yourself. And we all can do that. And I'm sure I was in a situation, and I didn't recognize it, a situation which, well, I'll use Casey again as an example, where I could have left this plane of action. But somewhere along the line, I changed my mind about that whole thing. I changed my mind about it. And when I changed my mind about it, things started to happen. You have to be able to change your mind. You have to realize that you are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. And I think I've told you that at least a million times by now. And I do that because I need to be reminded of that myself. Because the mind is very convincing and it wants to draw you in. If we didn't take offense about anything, could you imagine the peace of mind that you would have? Can you also imagine the energy that you would have? You know, we get tired because of all the offense that we take. We get tired. That tires us completely out. We're not supposed to be doing that type of thing. We're not supposed to be doing that type of thing. The same way with negative thinking. And I tell this and I use this constantly. You can think negative thoughts if you want to. And you can live with negative thoughts if you want to. But you're not going to live as well with negative thoughts as you are with positive thoughts. Because we were created to think positive thoughts. And you know perfectly well when you're thinking positive, you feel good. Your whole system feels good. When you're thinking negative thoughts, your system does not feel good. You do not feel good. The example that I always use with that is you can run a car on kerosene. You can run a car on kerosene. It won't run perhaps very fast. It won't run very far and it'll buck and carry on, but you can run it on kerosene. But if you run it on gas, it'll run the way it's supposed to. And it'll run smoothly. If you run your life with positive thoughts, it will run smoothly. You won't have all that bucking and carrying on, which you see other people having all the time. And you won't go in to that dark hole where I see so many people spinning themselves into a dark hole and coming up with all kinds of conclusions why that is so for them, why they have to. The first thing that people say to me, but you don't understand, Dallas. But you see, I do understand. I do. If there's anything I have, it's understanding. I don't understand what they're saying to me, and I certainly don't understand their lifestyle and the way they want to carry on, you see. But they don't want to hear that. They want to tell me all the bad things that are going on in their life. I don't want to hear bad things that are going on in people's life. I don't want to hear bad things that are going on in people's life. I only want to hear the good. And you have to concentrate on all the good that's going on in your life. When you concentrate on all the good, it multiplies. That is a mathematical and scientific fact that when you concentrate on the good, you create more good. When you concentrate on the negative, you create more negativity. No one wants to be around people that are negative. No one wants to be around people that take offense all the time. It is not in the natural order of things. It is not in the natural order of things. The mind of God never takes offense about anything. You can look out into nature. Do you think nature takes offense? Absolutely not. Do you think animals of any type take offense over anything? Absolutely not. They're not offended about anything you do. And you must not be offended by what people do. I don't know if anyone remembers John Paul Sartre. He was an existentialist. He wrote a play called No Exit. Anyway, John Paul said, hell is other people. Hell is other people, you see. And why is hell other people? Because you are offended by them all the time. You get offended by people. You can't get offended by people. Why can't you get offended by people? You have to remember that everyone is doing the very best they know how to do. Everyone is always, but may not be up to your standards. It may not be the way you want them to be. But you have to look at them, and you have to bless them, and you have to release them, and you have to say, someday they will come into the light. Someday they will come into the light. Now, a few of them, I'd like to give a big push into that light, but you can't do that. You can't do that. The only thing you can do is set an example. And if you keep setting that example and not taking offense and not getting upset and not doing what the rest of the people are doing, they will notice that. They will notice that. And that's the only way you're ever going to bring people into what we call the light. What is the light? That's the truth that's around us. How many people? That's all we want to know is the truth about things. And the truth is there's only God. The truth is there's only good. The truth is there's only perfect health. And that is, I think, a conclusion that you finally came to. You see, health is the perfect being. But we get off center and we start to think that illness is necessary. Illness is not necessary. Illness is never necessary. Perfect health is your God-given right, you see. And you have to remember that. And you have to remind yourself of that all the time. That perfect health is coursing through my body right here and right now. And I am doing everything that I know to maintain that. And one of the things I know that will maintain my perfect health is my thinking. Is my thinking. So I'm thinking good thoughts about myself and about others, and especially about this wonderful world we live in. You see, I never say it's a dog-eat-dog world. I never say the world is horrible. I never use any of those expressions that I hear other people use. You're right here in a perfect situation. You must recognize that. That's all we're asking ever, is recognition. You have to see what is actually going on. And people, when you're offended by them and all, what are they looking for in the first place? They're looking to be recognized. They're looking to be recognized as a whole and a complete, perfect person. So you must look at people and recognize them as them. Which reminds me of Mary Baker Eddy. You know Mary Baker Eddy and her Christian Science, and those Christian Science churches are still going. They're maintained. She was a terrific person with that. She was also a great healer. And they asked her once, Mary, how do you do that? And she said, when somebody comes towards me, I do not see a sick person. I see a perfect person wanting to be recognized. A perfect person wanting to be recognized. And that's what we want. We want to be recognized as that. When people get sick and so forth, I think many times people get sick and so forth because they want to be recognized for something. They want to be recognized. So they can't get recognized for what they want, but they think, well, if I get sick, people will finally notice me. They just pick the wrong thing to be recognized about. But you have to look at those people and realize that they want to be recognized. They want to be recognized as the perfect health, the perfect person, the perfect love that they're hunting all the time. And when we get offended by those people, we're not serving them, and we're certainly not serving ourselves. Because every time we get offended by something, we set up a negativity with inside of our body. And we cannot allow that to happen. So with this new paradigm that we're trying to establish here, where people will no longer be hurt by other people, by what people say and so forth. You see, I said the other week, no one runs around with a hurt gun. No one can pull a hurt gun out and hurt you. No one can ever hurt you. You can only hurt yourself. Now, it's absolutely true the first time that somebody may insult you or something that you're hurt. But you can change that immediately. Now, every time you think about it, you're hurting yourself. The other person is not hurting you anymore. You see, that's what you have to maintain in your life. So we learn to look at those people, to forgive them instantly, to realize that they are doing the very best they know how to do, and not be offended by any of this stuff. And I'm talking about all the little offenses. People pull out in front of you in traffic and so forth, and you yell and scream. Remember, I tell you, if you want to find out how far advanced you are in your consciousness, get behind the steering wheel of a car, and it will show you instantly how far you have advanced. It's a wonderful little gift that you're given. So when you can look at these people and realize, well, they're not doing it to me. See, that is the thing that happens, that we take offense. We take offense because we take things personally. We take things personally. You can never take anything personally. They would have done it to anybody. The other thing that we have to remember is we are never the target. You know, when somebody lashes out at you, you are not the target. You are just there at that moment. They're lashing out at something that we don't know. We don't know why they're doing that, but you are not the target. We immediately take offense about that. Now, when I say we take offense about that, I mean our ego mind immediately goes to war. It immediately wants to attack. It immediately wants to get back at that. And we must learn to control that. That is a mechanism inside of us that is so automatic, but we can change that. We can change that. I'm sure there are many people that were on this plane of action that never got offended about anything. One of them that comes to mind, I could think of two, in fact, but the one that comes to mind most readily is, I'm sure, Mother Teresa never took offense about anything. Never took offense about anything. And she certainly never got upset by seeing somebody with sickness of any type. She knew it was an illusion, and she could see through that illusion, and she could hold those people in perfect health. Now, I'm talking about Mother Teresa. I don't know if you know these facts or not, but I will tell you. You know, Mother Teresa there in Calcutta had hospitals, right? But she never administered any medicine whatsoever. They were only comforted, those people. They were cared for and comforted. They never received any medication whatsoever. Which was a whole new way to do things. We have to change the way we have been conditioned. We have to set up a whole new paradigm of thinking. We have to see ourselves not only in this human form, we have to see ourselves in the spiritual form. We have to know that we are spirits. We have to know that this body is merely the horse that we're riding through the world. It's the horse. Now, we take care of that horse. We do everything we can for that horse. But we are not the horse. And we are not the body. We are pure spirit. And if we are pure spirit, spirit does not get sick. Have you ever seen or ran into a sick spirit? I don't think so. I don't think we have done that. So take no offense about any of the stuff that's going on. And we can be offended just absolutely constantly because we're bombarded. We are bombarded by this thing called the news media. Things that happen half a world away, we can get offended about. Years ago, we didn't even know those things happened. Now everything is instant. Now we can tweet and whatever else they do instantly. Instantly. I think all these new modern things are absolutely wonderful. And I'll tell you why I think they're wonderful. Starting with the computer and the cell phones and the tweeting and the Facebooks and all this kind of stuff. I think it's an absolutely wonderful social community that goes on. Because we're learning the mind of God. All that can be done without the computers and all. Without all this stuff goes on in the mind of God. We will eventually give up all those things when our minds get to the point where we don't need the instruments. We will give up the instruments, but we will be able to do all this different stuff. But to take offense over anything is senseless. It's not helping you, and it's certainly not helping the world, and it's not helping other people. We are trying to move up in consciousness. We are trying to learn to think God thoughts after it. And we have to do that. That's why I point out what magnificent human beings you are, what magnificent beings, what miracles, what's going on inside of you, so that you can raise your consciousness to a higher level where the old goes away, where you're no longer having those thoughts that somebody hurt me, that somebody's offended me, that this is wrong, that that is wrong. Everything is right. Everything is right. You cannot say that this whole thing is God, and then start picking it apart and seeing all the faults in it. There are no faults going on anywhere. If there are, our minds are doing it. They're not in the mind of God. They're not in the mind of God. So try to remember that you are the beloved. That is an absolute given. It can never change. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you become a mass murderer. You are going to always be held in the mind of God as the beloved. Now, if you do become a mass murderer, what have you forgotten? You have not only have forgotten that you are the beloved, you have forgotten in whom I am well pleased. I am well pleased with myself. I love myself. If you're well pleased with yourself and you love yourself, you cannot get offended. And you certainly cannot go out and do these atrocious things to other people. To other people. You cannot do it. We are learning constantly that we are so connected that there's not you and me. There's just one thing going on. There's only one life going on. Yes, and we individualize that life. But there is only one life, and that life is never against itself. But if you remember that life cannot be against itself, you have to maintain perfect health. Life does not turn against itself. No, that would be God turning against itself. We make up all this stuff. I hate to tell you that. Anything that's going on is an illusion, and we're making up the illusion. We have made up the world as it is today. It has changed since the very beginning, and it is changing more, and I think it's making gigantic leaps and strides at the present moment, because more people are realizing that they are a god or a goddess, that they have a creative part, and that they can create their life the way they want it to be. Years ago, they didn't know that. 50 years ago, your parents did not know that they were creative in any way, or that their mind, very few, but I'll say most of our parents, never knew that they were the cause onto their own experience. That is a brand new thing that's come in the last 100 years, a brand new thing that's come into the world. With that, then, has to come a new way of thinking and a new paradigm where we see ourselves differently, where we give up all these qualities. And here again, when I speak of all the human qualities, they're human qualities. I'm talking about hatred and jealousy and envy and all the things that we were taught that humans have. That paradigm has to change. We have to give ourselves a break there and say, we can come up with better qualities for ourselves. We can come up with our spiritual qualities, and we can start thinking about them instead of all these things. We used to give ourselves that loophole or that escape hatch to get out of something. Well, I'm just human. You know, what do you expect from me? Of course I'm jealous. You know. Now, if we gave up all those qualities, what do you think it would do to literature, television, and movies? They would have to change, where we would see things differently. But we're taught from day one, and we watch that stuff constantly, and we think, well, that's the way people act. That's the way they are. People take offense about things, and it's all right to do that. It's not all right to do that. It's not all right to do that. You cannot say that you're on a spiritual path and then be offended by something. You cannot do that to yourself. You say, when you do, I get offended. But I set myself down and correct that. Now, I don't punish myself. But I set myself down and I say, Dallas, is this the way you want it to be? You see? If it's to be, it's up to me. I'm the one who has to change. I'm the one who has to get rid of the offense, not the other person. And if I can do that, the next person could do that. And the more I do that, the more it's out there. Because everything we're thinking is going in. Call it a depository if you want, is going in to the mind that we live, move, and have our being in. So we have to figure that out and say, which way do we want to go? Do we want this? And is it necessary anymore? Is it necessary anymore? I don't think so. We have to grow up spiritually. You see, we sit around and we talk and we read all these books and so forth and we think, oh, isn't that wonderful? But we have to grow with it, and we have to grow up spiritually. And we have to start giving things up. The things we have to give up are some of these human qualities that we've been pounded, that have been pounded into us. The jealousies and the hatreds and the envies and all this stuff. You see, we have to start thinking differently. One of the ways to start thinking differently is to take no offense about anything that's going on in your life. Take no offense. Don't punish yourself. Don't say, well, what am I doing wrong? First of all, you're doing nothing wrong. Everyone is always asking, what am I doing wrong that I don't have this, that, and the other thing? You're not doing anything wrong. The whole idea is to sit and be. The whole idea is to sit and be. When you can sit and be, things will come to you. When you keep in your mind saying, what have I done wrong? You're punishing yourself constantly. You're punishing yourself. Why do we want to whip ourselves? We are not monks, you know, in a monastery, in a little cell, with that lashing or all going on. That is completely outdated. We don't do that to ourselves anymore. Why do you want your mind to do that to you? You say, you're doing it. No one else is doing it. You have to correct that. We are always our own jailer. We are the ones who put ourselves into prison. Now, everyone remembers Rhoda, and one of Rhoda's favorite sayings was from Rumi. And he said, why are you in prison when the doors are wide open? Why are you in prison when the doors are wide open? We keep putting ourselves back into prison. And we put ourselves back into prison when we say, well, what have I done wrong? What am I doing wrong? You're doing nothing wrong. You are the beloved. You're doing nothing wrong. You can learn to think differently. You can learn to think bigger and better thoughts about yourself. And that's what it's all about. And if you are going to change the world in any way, you have to give up the idea of being offended by anything. I have a friend that's 2 years older than I am. Very intelligent woman. In fact, an intellectual. But she absolutely believes that we'll never get rid of war. That that's just one of the human conditions, that we'll always have war. You've got to give that idea up. You've got to give that idea up. And all this stuff that's going on in the Middle East, what do people say? Oh, they've been doing it for 1,000 years. They'll just keep doing it. You can't do anything about it. That's the way that is. We can do something about it. We can change our minds about that. We can take no offense about those things. You see? How do we get into war in the first place? Well, people don't get into war. Governments get into war. But how do governments and stuff get into war? By taking offense. They get offended. Well, you're not going to... I'm not going to let them do that. I'm offended by that. I'm offended by this, that, and the other thing. We have to change our thinking. We have to change this paradigm that we are living in. And when I say have to change, I mean that, have to. And it is changing. And we see that all the time. Many, many people are out there working. I think, Casey, you work with light workers, do you know? And they're always changing things. You have to be able to change. But on an individual, this always boils down to you, because if it's to be, it is up to me. It boils down, what am I thinking? And we can no longer say, well, I'll wait till the next person does it, or I'll wait for this. There's no longer waiting. We have no time to wait. The only time is now. So here, right here and right now, You have to make up your mind to not be offended. Use it as a practice. Use it as a lesson. If you do get offended, stop it. Figure out why and stop that. Otherwise, you're just promoting it.
This goes along with our theme, but you taught me this, and I found great leaps of empowerment and freedom with not have, choosing not to have an opinion.
Yes.
You taught that with our driving.
Yes.
And it goes in with that.
Yes. And I've said the other week, remember, I never have a viewpoint. I have many points to view. See, as soon as you have a viewpoint, you've set yourself up to be offended. As soon as you have a viewpoint, so look out there and say, I have many points to view. And that's what it's all about, is many points to view. And then you cannot take offense about anything. Many people think that this thing that we call God gets offended about things. No, 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 no. Does not happen. God cannot get offended. Therefore, we cannot get offended. We can learn to pull ourselves up from this human condition that we're in, this human condition of thinking incorrectly. We can move up in consciousness. It's just, and you do that. People say, well, how do you do that? Well, imagine it, for goodness sakes. My thinking is very low. There must be a better way here. There must be some other way to think about this. Give me a better idea. Give me this. And bring yourself up. Just imagine going up to a different level of thinking. Most people have no idea that they can do that. They think they must stay right here on this plane, right here on the same level all the time. And they think from that you have to be able to get up. What did Einstein say? You cannot solve a problem by thinking with the same mind that created that problem. You cannot do it. You must go above that. You must see things differently. So you must see yourself differently, and you must hold yourself differently, and you must realize that you can get out there in the world, or even with yourself, and not be offended with yourself, and not be offended with anybody else, and not be offended with the stuff that's going on in the world. It is not necessary, and it is certainly not healthy for you. It is not healthy for you. We used to think that that was a sign of something, at least I did. When I say we, I'll bring it back to me. I used to think, isn't that smart and isn't that wonderful that I can be offended about something? That means that I'm alert, that means that I'm this, or whatever it meant at the time. But now I realize that that was the wrong type of thinking. That was the wrong type of thinking. Now I'll ask Casey, since he's here, one more question. At the time that you were very ill, didn't you take offense about things?
Sure.
When you learned to give up that offense, didn't you start to heal yourself? Yes. Very powerful thing, people. Very powerful. You see? Do not take offense. It'll ruin you mentally and physically. And no one wants to be around somebody, you know, that nitpicks. Remember? All that. I grew up in a family that was completely offended about everything. Everything was, but and they thought they were absolutely right about everything. You see? You can't do that to yourself. You cannot do that to yourself. So, take no offense. Learn to go through this world differently than most people do. If other people want to do that, let them do it. Do not pull yourself into that. Pull yourself out. And remember that everyone is doing the very best they know how to do. And when we have, we could use the word grace. We find grace somewhere. We find something that wakes us up. I found that, and I woke up into a different world, all completely different. Casey found something, and it woke him up. He finally had an aha moment of some sort or other that went on. And then you see clearly. And that's the whole thing with that little song that they used to sing, I see clearly now. You have to learn to see clearly. And you cannot see clearly when you have in front of you the attitude of taking offense. That is a filter that your mind has to see through. You see? And that's all we're ever trying to do, is remove all the filters that we've put in front of ourselves. That's all we're ever doing, is removing those filters. And once we remove those filters, we see clearly. So hold yourself in the highest of esteem. Know that you truly are the beloved. And be pleased with yourself about that. Be pleased with yourself. God is already pleased with you. The universe is already pleased with you. Now you be pleased with yourself, and please take no offense. And it's wonderful, and so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.